This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Organs age on a schedule. New research maps predictable timelines of aging from 30 onwards. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. Aging is not a uniform process, but a sequence of organ-specific declines following predictable timelines, according to research mapping, when different body systems become most vulnerable. A 2025 study published in Cell identified distinct windows when the heart, kidneys, liver, and other organs show measurable age-related changes, with early 50s emerging as a critical turning point when multiple systems age simultaneously. Key takeaways: reproductive and metabolic systems show early molecular signs of aging in early adulthood, 25 to 35 years, well before organ dysfunction becomes clinically apparent. The heart and kidneys are among the first major organs to display measurable age-related changes by the late 30s to early 40s. Early 50s to mid-50s represent a critical turning point when multiple organ systems, cardiovascular, hematologic, and musculoskeletal, show synchronized molecular aging. The gastrointestinal system undergoes significant regenerative decline by age 50, affecting nutrient absorption and immune function. Organ aging unfolds in overlapping waves across the adult lifespan. Timeline of measurable age-related changes by system, based on Cell 2025 research: reproductive system, age 30, heart and kidneys, age 38 to 42. Liver metabolism, age 40 to 42, GI tract and lungs, age 45 to 50, multisystem convergence, age 50-55. Source, Cell, 2025, Georgian Medical Journal News. Early warning signs emerge in the 30s. Most organs maintain peak performance through early adulthood, but molecular aging begins earlier than clinical symptoms suggest. According to the Cell study, subtle changes in reproductive tissues, including ovarian follicle reserve in women and spermatogenic decline in men, can be detected around age 30, marking the biological onset of reproductive aging. These early changes are typically asymptomatic and invisible to standard clinical assessment, yet they reflect systemic shifts in metabolic signaling and cellular repair capacity. This finding suggests that reproductive aging serves as an early biomarker for broader organismal aging processes. The heart and kidneys show decline by the late 30s. The cardiovascular and renal systems emerge as early vulnerable targets. Research cited in the Cell analysis documents measurable loss of cardiac tissue elasticity and reduced glomerular filtration efficiency beginning in the late 30s to early 40s. Simultaneously, hepatic metabolism slows, diminishing the liver's efficiency in processing lipids and clearing xenobiotics. These organ-specific declines do not cause acute symptoms, but reduce physiological reserve, the margin by which organs can respond to stress. A person with declining cardiac elasticity may not experience symptoms at rest, but may notice reduced exercise tolerance earlier than expected. This window represents a critical opportunity for preventive interventions through cardiovascular and metabolic screening in primary care, a point emphasized in clinical update guidelines from preventive cardiology societies. Age 50 marks a critical convergence point. The early 50s emerge as a turning point when aging becomes systemic rather than organ isolated. The Cell research identified this window as when the greatest number of organ systems show synchronized molecular aging, involving the cardiovascular system, hematopoietic, blood-forming system, and skeletal muscle simultaneously. By age 55, changes in heart muscle stiffness, reduced oxygen transport capacity, and altered muscle fiber composition converge, accelerating physical decline. The gastrointestinal tract simultaneously loses regenerative capacity, triggering inflammation, microbiome shifts, and reduced nutrient absorption efficiency. These overlapping declines amplify frailty risk and susceptibility to metabolic disorders and infection. The early 50s represent a critical turning point when multiple organ systems, cardiovascular, hematologic, and musculoskeletal, show synchronized molecular aging, according to mapping from the 2025 Cell study. Cell Research Team, Cell, 2025. Clinical implications. screening and prevention opportunities. This organ aging timeline has immediate clinical utility. Early detection of cardiovascular decline through stress testing or echocardiography in the late 30s to early 40s can identify at-risk individuals before symptomatic disease emerges. Similar early kidney function assessment, measuring estimated glomerular filtration rate, EGFR, and albuminuria, can guide nephroprotective strategies. For patients approaching age 50, integrated screening protocols assessing cardiac, metabolic, musculoskeletal, and gastrointestinal function may identify the synchronized aging window and enable targeted preventive measures. These include aerobic and resistance training to preserve muscle fiber quality, dietary modifications supporting microbiome health, and management of metabolic risk factors. Internal resources at Health Policy and Clinical Updates sections provide guidance on age-stratified screening protocols. What this means for patients: understanding your organ-specific aging timeline empowers proactive health decisions. If you are in your late 30s or early 40s, baseline cardiovascular and kidney screening can establish reference values and identify early decline. In your 50s, integrated screening addressing multiple organ systems, heart, blood, muscle, and digestion, becomes critical for maintaining functional capacity and preventing frailty. For clinicians, this research reframes preventive medicine around organ-specific and age-specific vulnerability windows. Rather than generic health maintenance, clinicians can deploy targeted screening, echocardiography, and EGFR at age 40, integrated cardiometabolic assessment at age 50, and prescribe exercise and dietary interventions matched to each patient's aging trajectory. Early intervention in the 40s may delay or attenuate the multi-system aging surge observed in the 50s. For policymakers, public health screening programs and insurance reimbursement could be restructured around these organ aging timelines, enabling earlier identification of at-risk individuals and reducing downstream cardiovascular, renal, and metabolic disease burden. Workplace wellness initiatives could incorporate age-stratified screening, and primary care guidelines could be updated to reflect these evidence-based vulnerability windows. Frequently asked questions: why does aging not happen all at once? Aging reflects hierarchical vulnerability of different organ systems to cumulative cellular stress. Some tissues, particularly those with high metabolic demand and limited regenerative capacity, like cardiac and kidney tissues, show age-related changes earlier than others. This staggered pattern likely reflects differences in telomere shortening, stem cell exhaustion, and mitochondrial dysfunction across tissue types. The 2025 Cell study mapped these tissue-specific timelines, revealing that aging is orchestrated rather than random. What can I do if I am already in my 50s? The research does not suggest that aging becomes inevitable or irreversible at 50. Rather, it identifies when multiple systems become vulnerable simultaneously and therefore require coordinated preventive action. Evidence-based interventions, sustained aerobic and resistance training, Mediterranean-style nutrition, stress management, sleep optimization, and management of metabolic risk factors can attenuate functional decline even after age 50. The earlier these interventions begin, the greater the benefit. However, starting at any age provides protection against further decline. Should everyone get screening in their late 30s? Risk stratified screening is more practical than universal screening for all adults in their late 30s. Individuals with family history of early cardiovascular disease, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, or metabolic syndrome merit earlier and more intensive screening. For those without significant risk factors, baseline assessments of blood pressure, lipid panel, fasting glucose, and EGFR at age 40 establish reference values and guide preventive strategy. This balanced approach, informed by primary care guidelines, optimizes resource use while identifying high-risk individuals early. As research continues to refine the biological timelines of organ aging, clinical practice and public health strategy can become increasingly precise. screening protocols, and preventive interventions matched to organ-specific and age-specific vulnerability windows may enable more people to preserve functional capacity and compress morbidity into the final years of life. The 2025 Cell findings offer a roadmap for this transition from reactive to proactive aging medicine. Source: Cell, 2025 Study Mapping Organ-Specific Aging Timelines.